We got to get some defense spending authorized. Roxana Tiron joins us, Bloomberg government senior defense reporter. Roxana, this is stuff that I thought just kind of happens almost automatically. Where are we in terms of getting some of that defense authorizations through? Because I think Congress is leaving for a holiday soon.
Yes, they are. Good morning, and thanks for having me. I think Congress is basically on track today and tomorrow to pass the $886 billion defense authorization bill. And it has happened every year for the last 63 years. So it is kind of a given that they would pass it. But it also stands out because they're able to pass this giant bill when they're completely unable to find agreement to fund extra security aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Pacific region.
So, again, just to be clear, these bills are absolutely separate. There's nothing in the defense authorization that goes to Ukraine and or Israel?
No, there is. Absolutely, there is. It's just a very small amount.
Okay.
It pales in comparison to what they're asking, but it does give some very important authorization.
Right.
I don't want to diminish the importance of this bill because it does actually back certain steps that need to be taken after with spending. It does authorize $300 million for Ukraine security assistance, and it authorizes for several years, not just 1 year. So I think that is a good step in the right direction that needed to happen as part of this bill.
Roxana, totally unfair question, but you're so good at this, I'm going to take a stab at it. How many boats do we have in the Mediterranean, in the Red Sea, in the Persian Gulf? I mean, is essentially our entire Navy over there?
No, it's not, but we do have several carrier strike groups there. We did up our presence in the Mediterranean after October 7th.
Okay, Roxana, we got to run to other breaking news, but thank you so much, Roxana Tiron, with a briefing there. Everything on the State Department, it's good to talk to someone off the Pentagon battle, our wonderful Washington team.